This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A British newspaper has published more leaked memos from Britain's former ambassador to Washington, despite a warning from British police that doing so might be a crime. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The UK newspaper The Mail on Sunday defiantly published a cable in which UK Ambassador Kim Darroch says President Donald Trump pulled out of a nuclear deal with Iran as an act of diplomatic vandalism, to spite his predecessor Barack Obama. Darroch resigned last week after the newspaper published cables in which he branded the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. The White House responded by refusing to deal with him. UK police are hunting the culprits behind the leak and contentiously warned journalists that publishing the documents could also constitute a criminal offence. Karen Chamas, London.
The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is gradually weakening as it moves across western Louisiana with maximum sustained winds of 65 kilometers per hour. Barry's primary threat is dangerous, life-threatening flooding from heavy rain, but the storm is expected to weaken to a tropical depression later Sunday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Acting Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells ABC bogus asylum seekers are slowing down the entire system.
The people really claiming asylum with no basis, just totally fraudulently, are clogging a system for legitimate asylum seekers. They're caught in this too. Let's not forget the people who are consistent with our laws. They're swept up in this too.
The campaign is expected to focus on hundreds of families in major U.S. cities. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police used batons and pepper spray against demonstrators Sunday in a town near the Chinese border. Tens of thousands marched through Sha Tin in sweltering heat to protest what they see as China's creeping influence in Hong Kong. The protests are the latest in a wave of demonstrations that have rocked the former British colony for more than a month, fueling its biggest political crisis since China regained control of the territory in 1997. The weekly protest began to oppose a now-suspended bill that would have allowed for the extradition of Hong Kong criminal suspects to mainland China. About 1,000 people have gathered in central Moscow Sunday to demand that opposition candidates be included on ballots for the Moscow City Duma elections. The protest was billed as a meeting between opposition leaders and their voters after signatures sponsoring several candidates were rejected by the Moscow Election Commission. The candidates had to submit 4,500 verifiable signatures of support by July 6th to be eligible to run in the September 8th election. The Moscow mayor's office has described the rally as illegal and demanded the action be postponed. Demonstrators chanted anti-government and anti-Putin slogans. Pakistan and India have agreed to expeditiously work out issues related to a new border crossing that would allow Sikh pilgrims visa-free access to one of their holiest temples in Pakistan. The temple is believed to have been built on the final resting place of Guru Nanak, the founder of the religion, who died in the 16th century. High-level delegations from the two nuclear-armed rivals met Sunday on the Pakistani side of the Wagha border checkpoint to discuss what is named the Kartarpur Corridor. They hope to have it operational by November, ahead of the commemoration of the 550th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, quickly deemed racist and xenophobic by critics, U.S. President Donald Trump has provoked new controversy with taunts at a group of liberal Democratic congresswomen. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump describes a group of progressive Democratic congresswomen as foreign-born troublemakers who he says should go back to their home countries, tweeting, "You can't leave fast enough." While Trump doesn't name the lawmakers, he appears to be referring to the squad, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Presley, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar. While Omar was born in Somalia, the other three were all born in the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet, saying President Trump reaffirms his plan to make America great again has always been about making America white again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.
It's VOA. one.